I wish you all the good things. Best of times to come.
Hello, hello! It's the Dino Show! Come on, I'm gonna try that one again. Hello, hello! It's the Dino Show! I think it's great. Anyway, episode 40, guys. Suffering from anxiety. My toolkit. That might help you too. Yeah, that's what I just said. I am sorry, my lovelies. I have been away last week. I'm a bit overwhelmed. I can do that from time to time. Well, in the past, anyway. I hide from the world and isolate myself. Isolate myself. But, you know, I'm trying to read it in French. It doesn't work. Anyway. It's not the best tactic, I agree, but sometimes it helps me to put things into perspective. Plus, there's so much time you can spend feeling sorry for yourself. After a while, it belongs boring. And you have to get up and face the world. And I think that's what I've just been doing last week for some reason, which, you know, I've done this in the past. And I don't think it's great, but anyway, it helps me. I think it's time for me to pair a reflection to have in my life, and it does. It does help me in my own ways, in my own weird ways, I guess. But the only way is up when your face is on the floor, isn't it? Like a phoenix rising from the flame. I love this. I made this up. Anyway. Of course, as I said, this practice is not recommended, but I have to admit, I do this once in a while, and I feel sorry for myself, think the whole world don't understand me, life sucks, I kind of drink my pain away until I pass out, and then eventually it's like, well, what the hell are you doing, mate, you know, you can't keep this doing this forever. So those a period are needed, I don't know. It seems to be for me right now. Who's to know what I'll be doing in the future? Hopefully not. I think these episodes are very far apart now, because I used to do this much more before. Anyway, as I write this, I see as well this is old self fighting back to get control. You know, they're all like, oh, I'm so sorry for myself. It's very self important and ego talking, and it's like, look, mate, you know, you're not the only one having a tough time. But the thing is, I don't have to try to judge myself. I try not to judge myself when I do this, because a small step back, I learn a lot about myself. It's not a failure. I'm working at it. I'm working on me. I'm creating a new me since I've been back from my cage. I'm a cage I built in the UK. If you've been following this podcast, you know all about it. But it's funny to me when I watch myself saying this kind of stuff into my head, you're a failure, you see, you may as well give up now. It's quite laughable to observe. It's all about observing what this inner thought tells you, you know, trying to tell you to give up on stuff. But in order to just observe, you know, to just be able to observe this from outside your own brain, that makes sense, as a third person, I had to work on it with daily meditation, constant observation of my inner thoughts, and I'm starting to enjoy the result. But it didn't come overnight. Of course, I am far safe. I'm far from safe and still in the woods, as they say. I'm not out of the woods. But the path is slowly being carved by my actions. That's very important, and I wanted to stress that. But I think it's multitude of factors. Of course, living in a place like Vichy in France does help. It's where I can enjoy my family much more than I ever did could for my 20 years spent in the UK. The weather certainly up. It's a great factor. I mean, since March this year, it's been mainly sunny days and blue skies, so I can't complain on that. And I think for me, having the ADHD, really, the weather is a tremendous help. You know, when it's not great, I feel it. So I've got a use of stuff. I have been taking It's been recommended to me by my life coach when she struggled to focus. It's the kind of stuff that they give to ADHD people, although I am seeing my doctor next week and hopefully we'll go on a try on a some kind of medicament, whatever. I'm willing to try anything these days. But this is L-theanine. It's made in the UK, and it's a supplement. It's for vegan. It's a food supplement. Well, it's stressed out. L-theanine. L-T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. Find it on the Amazon website. Mention a few. It's made from Brain Power's Nootropics. It's a trademark of Brain Power Group, and that's in the UK. And it says, I've been told from my research that it's been used to treat some people who have got ADHD, so it's perfect for me, and I think it's time to walking. Really, I feel already better. Maybe it's just peeled full of sugar, and it's my, it's called the... it's quite an effect, I can't remember now. But you know what I mean. Duplicate effect. Anyway, let's go back to this. These sunny days have been helping for the blues, for the weather part. It also comes from books, from the books and the podcast I listened to daily. And all this ammo for me to use is to use for me. All of this is ammo for me to use against anything that life throws at me, which always can bring the old me, and we don't want that guy. That guy is down. What I need to do is to embrace what I'm trying to work on, is to embrace when it comes to sadness and loneliness, because I need to just be at peace with these feelings, because when they come, like most of us, you know, once in a while, those feelings won't kill me. It's just I just find it hard to deal with at times. And my tools for me, the tools I use, it's write music, write songs. And I did that. I've been writing, and I've nearly finished it, I think. It's nearly there. It's a song about an old girlfriend of mine, Maya, a great girl. Spent 7 years with her. God knows how she managed to stick with me for that long, because I was an ass, white twat back then. But anyway, she asked me to write her a song once, and it only took me 6 years to do it. But for me, it's redemption. I wish her all the best things to come. And that's actually a line part of some of the lyrics I wrote for her. And it's true. It was really, I really just felt deeply sad. It reminded me of her one day, and how nobody that was with her, you know. And then I started to play my guitar, and this kind of song, the song came to me in a way. And I actually shed a few tears the first time I played it, because I thought it was tremendous, tremendously sad, but not in like a sad way that makes sense, and, you know, in an honest. And it was honest. It was the honesty of it that you know. Yeah, I was sad. Obviously, I was sad, because I think she could probably been the one. Obviously not. but you know, I could have made it work. But I was an arsehole at back, and I didn't make it work. I wasn't ready. I think that's what it is. And so this song was a redemption for me. You know, And it's a shame that that's the thing when you're a musician, when you write songs, the first few times you play it, it's really powerful. The emotion is here; it's just way there. But after, because you've got to play for a few times to just kind of polish it and find what works and what doesn't work, or listen to it, and this kind of emotion kind of go away, you know. And that's kind of normal, you know. I think I do that with some best music that I listen to. I put this song on repeat. I don't know if you do that, guys, but I love doing it. When I love a song, I would probably listen to it like 5 times on repeat, even more sometimes, to like actually just doesn't do anything for me. And then it'll probably leave it alone for a few months, and then it would surprise me again. But I doubt I would get that same intensity from that song. It's like if you're a musician, or if you play any instruments, you know, if you like a painter and you paint your best, one of the best painting you've ever seen, and you do it yourself. It's like when I make, when I play piano and I find this song that somebody else is playing and I play it, I get emotional the first time I play it, But then it's gone. It's just somehow, you know, sometimes some songs I should not even try to listen to play back, because I should be left alone. Should be left alone for me to enjoy that song for what it is, rather than try to play it, because it's just, I just never get. And for me, it's tainted, I guess, when I play it, because I just find out, oh, it's actually how it is. And I rather sometimes just leave it alone and just enjoy the piece of song for what it is. Anyway, I digress. I'm very proud of that song, and I will make you, I will leave it in the end of the podcast for you to listen to if you are already bored and if you have nothing else to do. I wrote down the lyrics at the end so you can see, you can read, because you probably won't understand what I say. Hopefully yes, but just to make sure you understand what I'm reading, what I'm writing about, what I'm singing about. But that would be for the end. But first, last few words about my anxiety and the episode I had last week. So I think it's okay for us to have setbacks at times. I think you should not see them as failures. And it should not be an excuse to say, oh, well, fuck. I'm never going to get through this. I'm never going to get a breakup. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to have this. I'm never going to have that. Because and then go back to your old days of gambling online, watch some pornography, go eat something to feel good, drink excessively, or something else that doesn't really empower us to take control over our life, but to just to react and act and to eliminate the particular feeling or state of mind is being at a given time. And I say this, watch what your brain is feeding you. And I've seen this before, you know, because most of the time it might not serve you at all. It's just an old pattern that has been programmed, or you've programmed yourself over time, and it's not even you. So when you don't even, because when you, those patterns are there, and you're just on autopilot, you don't actually think of what you're doing. Like driving a car, you don't think of driving a car anymore. You had to learn, but then after a while, it became automatic. And I think in behaviors, it is the same thing. What I read about it anyway, I'm not making this up, but it is kind of the same thing. So you gotta watch yourself, watch the behavior that you let yourself engage in. Okay, ask yourself this question: does this behavior is beneficial for me, to me, right now? It's very powerful. Sometimes I do ask that my question. It's a book I'm gonna, I've mentioned this before, but I'm gonna do a review at the end of the week, because it's been very, very good. I've been trying to do this meditation that he's talked about, and it's actually, I think it's starting to work, which I find amazing, because I was in two minds about it, and I kind of thought it was gonna work, but to feel it work, it's another thing altogether. One important thing, if you can do, nobody, if you don't know this, I think an old girlfriend, Agne, told me this, and I've learned this before, but I spent a lot of my life so far, a good portion of it anyway, blaming anything and everybody but myself. I was after a quick fix, a cure for my disease, and guess what, it is a fantasy. It takes time, hard work and dedication to obtain anything in life. There is no elevator to success, only the stairs, but with little steps. Little steps by little. Everything, little by little. Anything is possible, guys. That's what you gotta think, and that's okay. You know, it doesn't come overnight, and that's all right. Keep at it, all right? Anyway, I digress. I'll let you now with this song that I wrote, I just told you about earlier. Let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook, the show notes for the Facebook for my Facebook Dido show is all there. So if you can, let me know what you think. Maybe even improve the lyrics, because I am still not quite sure of some of them. I don't know. I mean, I've got my friend Andy that's gonna look over it. He already changed one line, actually, like under the brighter sun, because I think I had undo the things I've done. But anyway, I'll let you now go, and I'm gonna play with straight live for you, and I'm gonna cut this recording and record it again, because just to make sure that I get the levels right when I finish the podcast final cut. All right, guys, I love you, and I'm really sorry if I missed you last week, if I was on the air last week. Just had to deal with some shite, and I'll explain to you why. Obviously, hopefully, that won't happen too many times in the near future, or in the future, because, yeah, it's just, it's good sometimes, but not too much, like anything in life. It's all in moderation, right? Right, I love you, thanks you for listening to the show. Leave me any good, lovely little stars on any of the platforms that you listen to this. If you want to share, that'd be great. I love you, and I'll see you very soon for this book review that I mentioned. Bye.
Hi guys, here you go. Hey, I just forgot to mention, I'm 40 this month, well, this week actually, and it's my 40th episode. How funny is that? Anyhow, I don't believe in coincidences. Okay. There you go, guys. This is called, All the Things I've Done. Before it was All the Wrongs I've Done, but I don't think that's grammatically correct. So I've changed it to All the Things I've Done. It's for an ex-girlfriend of mine, Maria. And Maria, if you're listening, this is dedicated to you. I wish you all the good things. Best of times to come. Life be generous and giving. All the things you want. And even if I could go back to those days. I know I don't deserve it. Cause all the things I I'm
guys, thank you for listening to The Daily Show. You can subscribe on iTunes Podcast, on Google Play, and any other platform that you may choose. It's all in the show notes. If you want to connect with me on the social media, you can on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am usually under the name of Didier Soulier, so that is D-I-D-I-E-R-S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you soon.